info. Thank you, ma'am. At this time, I'll call the regular business meeting of Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order on July 25th, 2024 at 12 p.m. And I would ask Pastor Womack if he would open us in prayer.
Well, it'd be an honor for me to do so. Before we do pray, can I say this? It's one, I think he's going to talk about it. National Night Out is August 6th, and we're excited about it. It's going to be a great night. Hopefully everybody can make it, and that's just a way to bring the community together. We'll pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, and we thank you for our community, our township, Franklin Township specifically. Now, we pray over this meeting right now. That, Lord, you would give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding. The Lord, you would bring unity within the community, unity within all of us here, that we would, Lord, open our ears and open our eyes that we may see things the way one another sees it, but also more importantly, Father, that we'd see it the way you see it. Father, I pray for our trustees, our leadership here, that you would give them wisdom. And Lord, may we always remember that everything we do, whether we eat or whether we drink, whatever we do it for your glory. So, Father, we pray today that that our actions, our attitude, our conducts, and our conversations would be pleasing to you. That the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Bless this time as we come together. We thank you, Father. We ask you to be with all of our first responders as they watch over our community. And Lord, we ask you to watch over every branch of our armed forces as they watch over our country. We ask your blessings now upon this meeting. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Chief Arnold, will you lead us in the pledge?
Certainly. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mr. Justice, will you give us a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. All right, going on to old business, presentation of the Juanita Kaufman Award. Mike, would you like to?
I'm going to take care of it, sir.
Yep.
We have a submission for the Juanita Kaufman Award that we've decided on, and so I'm going to ask Steve to read what the person filled out on the award, and then we'll present the award. So it's a questionnaire that they ask specific questions, and the person filled it out, and Steve's going to read. Our recipient is Mary Niemeyer. You're going to win the award this year, and this is what the person wrote in about.
Mary, where are you? Yeah, okay. The specific actions and performances which Ms. Niemeyer has demonstrated during the year begin with the fact she has lived in Franklin Township for over 50 years. Ms. Niemeyer keeps the Franklin Township Chief of Police informed of any unusual activity in an apartment complex in Columbus near her home. She has remained diligent in reporting the continuous issues with the vacant house next door to her due to squatters. She even keeps an eye out for lost family pets by calling neighbors and friends to assist in ensuring the animals are returned to their owner. Ms. Niemeyer actively attends the biweekly Franklin Township Board of Trustee meetings and takes the information she obtains and shares it with her neighbors. Ms. Niemeyer's individual efforts have contributed to the reduction of criminal activity from her neighboring streets because of her due diligence and communication with law enforcement. Her efforts in reporting unlawful activity near her home have not only been brought to the attention of the Franklin Township Chief of Police, but he has then shared appropriate information with the Columbus Police Department and Franklin County Sheriff's Office. Ms. Niemeyer's engagement in her community by mowing a neighboring business's grass provides a savings to the business and encourages beautification efforts to other neighboring properties. Ms. Niemeyer's efforts stand out from others in Franklin Township due to her courageous commitment to her neighborhood, which borders the city of Columbus. Ms. Niemeyer understands that criminals do not have boundaries, and if she can play a role in keeping her home and her neighbors safe, she is up for the task. Even though Ms. Niemeyer is a senior citizen, she is one of the few members of the community who is not afraid to stand up and report wrongdoing. Ms. Niemeyer is an advocate for when you see something, say something. And for that, her actions have made her neighborhood safer. Thank you, Ms. Niemeyer.
We'll do it right here.
Okay. Mary, do you mind stepping in here, hon?
Where did it go?
Step over here.
You can read it.
Or I can read it. We want to present you with this award. On this day, July 25th, 2024, there's a resolution honoring Mary Niemeyer as the 2024 honorary recipient of the Juanita Kaufman Award, whereas due to exhilarating efforts and dedicated work in Franklin Township, be it resolved by resolution number 2024-113 that passed on July 25th, 2024, that Franklin Township Board of Trustees of Franklin County, Ohio declares Mary Niedermeyer as the 2024 honorary recipient of the Juanita Kaufman Award. Thank you for your dedication.
We're going to get a picture taken right here.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
There you go.
There you go.
We can take two.
That's all right. I take like 30 and then I...
That's all right.
All right.
Thanks for everything you do.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
I wanted to let you know. Thank you for this. My sister calls me Susie Snoop.
Okay.
So because I keep an eye on stuff.
Well, that's all right. We need you. Don't we, Chief?
Mr. Womack, at National Night Out, we will be giving her an award there. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes,
that's
sir.
Okay. Yes, sir.
We talked about home.
I thought we did. Yeah, I thought it might be.
Yeah. And I do want to say this also again. The township, what was it? What you guys call it? The water splash? Oh, that was a great night. It was a great day. You guys did a super job. I want to thank the fire department, some trustees, chief. You guys did a super job.
Oh, what was that called? The soaker name?
Soaker.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. It was a great day.
Summer splash.
It was a great day. A lot of fun. So, yeah, thank you.
For those of you who were a great host.
For those of you who do want to come out to National Night Out, we will be giving her another, we will be giving her her plaque that day.
Pastor, I think some people didn't realize that they were going to be wetter than they did if they got baptized.
Oh, man, it was really cool, man. I tell you, I was impressed. I was like, I told so many people, I thought, you know what? It was a great day.
Big kids, meaning adults, decided to get wet too.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good day. I don't know what the other locations, how they turned out, but I thought at the church, it turned out it was a really good day. Very good. Very well done, man.
That was a lot of hose delay.
So there's the one more part that goes into your award, Mary, is we're going to have a Christmas parade this year. And the date of the Christmas parade will be 12/14, and we would like for you to be the grand marshal and ride in the parade. And we even have a special guest that made an appearance today. So, with that being said,
how is everyone? How is Franklin Township doing? I received a call, Mrs. Qualls did, from the Board of Trustees, advising that all the little young children in Franklin Township are made the good list this year. And they want to reward the community. They're wanting to hold a... You want to get on the bad list? They want to reward the township with a Christmas parade. And maybe even the little young boys and girls get, and whatever... Could come and maybe get a picture with me this Christmas.
Absolutely,
Santa.
We plan on doing that too, sir.
Thank you. Is there any questions of me? The reindeer aren't used to this heat. We need to get moving.
I think that's I'm good. You're good to go.
Thank you.
Thanks for making an appearance, sir. We know you're busy.
Thank you.
It's amazing what comes out of your office.
All
sir.
I have
it
is
really
the last
is.
Thing I just want to
it
say
really
about
is.
This.
Okay.
Please don't forget about the community engagement on guessing on how many runs that we have between the police department and the fire department. We're going to be giving away a $50 Dairy Queen gift card. You'll be able to find this information. There's some on the credenza right there. And we're also going to post it on the video at the end of the video. So please, and it's on the website and many other places. So that should take us through what I had, sir.
Okay. Well, we have one legal part of this with the resolution. We've already given the award, so let's make it legal and just vote on the resolution.
Thank you, Chairman. I have Resolution 2024-113. It's a resolution declaring recipient of the 16th Annual Juanita Kaufman Award. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. Due to the extraordinary effort and dedication of Franklin Township, the Board honors and declares Mary Niemeyer the 2024 honorary recipient of the Juanita Kaufman Award. Be it resolved that this resolution shall be enforced and effective immediately upon its adoption.
I make a motion that we accept the resolution as written, and I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Hearing a second, I call for a roll call vote.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on to new business. New business would be, I'm going to change the agenda a little bit and ask Brian Wingfield, Ohio Cannabis, to come up and have the platform.
Thank you, trustees. My name is Brian Wingfield. I'm one of the owners of the Ohio Cannabis Company. We are a group of family members that own three dispensaries in the state of Ohio, and we applied for three more with the law passing last year to open up. One of the locations I am happy to announce is over on Broad Street, 4310 West Broad. And the state, we chose that as our, it was one of our first picks to have that as a location. When we did that, there was a lottery. It came down to our pick, and that op space was still available, and we were able to choose that. A little bit about us, we're a family-owned business. We've started back in 2018. We got our first provisional license. We opened up in Coshocton, that location there. We now currently have one in Piqua, one in Wyandotte County, one in Canton, and then we'll have three more here in Franklin County when this whole, everything gets taken care of from there. So we'll be a medical and a recreational facility. And kind of that's kind of the high level rundown of it. What I'm asking for today is that someone from your organization sign off that there's no moratorium and that we're in a properly zoned thing, properly zoned area, so that we're able to go through and turn that back into the state that says we are in a good spot to open a dispensary, that we haven't picked somewhere that's too close to a church, a school, a daycare, a library, et cetera, rehab facility, one of those prohibited facilities. So
this is the old Boston Market,
yes,
too, by the way.
Yes, the old Boston Market. I guess one other thing that is probably going to be good for the township is there's a fund that will take a proceeds from all of the adult use sales, 3.6% of the sales will come back to the township. And my understanding is you guys could use it however you want. If you need a new police car or things like that, it's you guys could spend it however you want to. So I'm sure there's a zillion questions that people would like to ask, and I'd like to start meeting each of you at some point through this process as we go forward to answer questions. I'm sure the law enforcement's gonna have questions. We've worked very well with the law enforcement at the other locations that we've been in. And so that's kind of the short version when I was trying to keep it short here. I could talk to you for about an hour about this, but is there any questions you have?
No. If for those that don't realize where the Boston Market is, if you could just, I guess
okay.
That is a
yeah.
question, just describe where.
So as you get off of 270 on Broad Street and come uh-huh. back east, it's the second property in, like it's the second building in. There's a Popeyes beside that, and then there's the Boston Market, and there's right there at that traffic light.
Yeah, across right. from Westland Mall.
Yes.
And right mm-hmm. there at the Bob Evans.
Yeah. Across, yes, yeah. across the street from those.
What do you, and you just need us to?
Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah, okay. I'd entertain a motion for the board to since there's no money, we can do a motion, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would make a motion that we sign off on the letter for Ohio Cannabis. Is that what you're going
to? Ohio Cannabis Company. Our company name is the Green Goat Dispensary LLC. We do business as Ohio Cannabis Company.
Okay. Ohio Cannabis Company, that we sign the letter of engagement saying it's okay to go there. It meets all the criteria. I would make that a motion, and I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
You just give me the letter, and I will be gladly to sign it.
I will grab a paper copy of it right here.
Brian, I may have it. Is this what you sent me?
Yes, sir.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
When do you think you'll be up and running?
It'll depend upon plans, zoning, construction. We have to be open in 18 months. I would like to be open under a year.
So with your other locations like Coshocton and some of the other places, a lot of people probably are thinking certain questions of people that are home. So I'm just going to ask questions that they, not here, they may ask. One, security. What do you see as far as security because of the nature of the business? What type of people does it attract? Yes, you may.
So what I guess is being in the industry and what my preconceived notion of what it was going to be like.
Sure.
It ends up being, and so this is coming from the medical side, we grew up on the medical side. It tends to be my parents' generation that shows up at the dispensary. It's older people. As you get older, you have more aches and pains, and this helps out with that.
Can you have me another copy? I put the wrong date on it.
That's fine. And so for security, we actually have lots of security. We ended up with a security system at each location that has the auto dialer out and meets all the requirements there. We also have, here's many copies in case you mess up again. We also have camera systems that the state can look in at any time. And then we have a vault. We also do one of those inside the vault, which is like a full-on bigger than a safe vault or bigger than a bank vault. Inside of there, there's a smart safe that all the money goes into that our staff doesn't have access to. So we really try to eliminate the issue of being a targeted place, whereas a liquor store, you could go in and grab bottles or grab cigarettes or, you know, a little bit of cash there. We try to really reduce that so that there's not that issue. But there's cameras all the way around. There's we hire an individual to who'll be plain clothes, so, you know, watch out for the facility, look for things that are, you know, different. We probably put half dozen to a dozen silent alarm buttons that are just, you know, somebody could reach under and just push without anybody noticing. So we do take it very serious. And, you know, we're a don't put up a fight kind of location. It's product or money, and both of those can be replaced, and the individuals cannot, so.
So have you experienced any kind of, I mean, obviously you're given a hypothesis of what you put into it, and someone at home may think, oh, what kind of people is this driving that you need to do that? Obviously nowadays banks and different places, they do the same thing. But so with all of your locations, have you had any type of incidences that you can kind of talk about, and then what was the result of it?
The only thing that we've had that's even close to this is we had someone who had a mental health issue who was there, and it was that we needed professionals to come in and help him, and the law enforcement showed up for that. Besides that, an accidental press of the panic button. Let's knock on wood, but we have had been very fortunate. What we noticed and what we've heard through the industry is that any of the real incidences happen after close in the middle of the night.
Somebody comes in and does that.
I used to own a video game store down in the south end of Columbus, actually over on West Broad, just past where we're going to be out there too. And somebody climbed up the back of the building, holding on to the gas line, climbed up the top of it, went over there, dismantled the furnace that was on top of the building, and came in through one of those vents, like Mission Impossible, for video games and a few $100. If somebody's going to try, they're going to break in, but they still have to get through a class 5 vault door, big cinder block walls with rebar and steel, and it's Sure.
Well, some of the things nowadays that we've seen in our community or even adjacent to our community is you've probably heard of the bus station. What kind of clientele does it bring in? So the reason I wanted you to speak is because this is recorded and a lot of people watch this and they may not be able to ask those questions.
Yes.
Because they're not here. So I know you and I have talked on the phone and et cetera, but I just wanted to make that opportunity. Is there anything else you would like to tell to the community?
We're excited to be here. We think this is a great area that we see the growth potential, and that's kind of why we chose where we were is because we feel like there are areas that over the next decade it's going to have, you know, projected growth, projected improvement of the areas. So we like that, and actually I think this one's going to have a lot of upside here. So.
And what is the hours of operation? 7 days a week, holidays off, or
yeah,
nine to five.
So we'll probably push a little closer. It'll depend on the traffic of the people that live in the area and what they come to use. But we're not allowed to sell from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. So even if we did, I think what we'll probably do at our locations right now is 10 to 7. We may push a little bit longer if the demand is higher. And that's kind of something we'll have to kind of feel out as we move through this to see, is there demand? Sometimes after dinner, people don't go out shopping after that. And so that's what we find is that, you know, nobody's showing up, it's probably not beneficial to stay open. But if we do have business, then we'll probably stay open a little bit later, but definitely not past 9.
So, Mr. Chairman, I know I ask a lot of questions.
You're fine.
You want to open the floor for anyone that may have a question as a resident here?
Sure, I'll open the floor for one question a person, if anyone has any questions. Looks like everyone's good with it.
Okay.
I signed it and put in my business card.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Do you have one?
I don't have it. Real quick. He's got my contact. Yeah,
okay.
We've been talking.
Thank you.
So thank you.
All right, moving on. Patty Spencer.
Well,
say it's not so.
I have nothing because the city of Columbus, their email system is shut down. Somebody opened up an email, clicked on a link, and it contained malware. So, nobody in the city can send emails, receive emails. It's affected the 311 system. It's affected the 911 system. So,
I'm sure it's going to be helpful for ransom.
And it's disrupting.
So I have nothing.
All right. Thank you, Patty, for what you do for us. Appreciate you. I do not see the Sheriff's Department, so I'll be moving on to public comments.
Sir?
Yep.
First on the list and only on the list, Les? Is it Les?
Yeah.
Podium is yours, sir.
All righty. Nothing major, just a couple things. I've been talking to neighbors and so on and so forth. One is the water. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my son lives in the city of Columbus, a mile away from us, and his bill's $125, $130, and he's got two young kids. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife by ourselves with just sewer is $130 to $140.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is I called the county to find out, mm-hmm. and it's because we do not have a contract. They did not put a contract in for that part of Franklin Township when they did all those sewers. And she said, so they can charge us the highest rate they can charge us.
I know that, Mr. Mazur, you may be aware of this too. Prairie Township pays like double what you pay. And I'm going to go out on a limb. This is strictly my personal opinion. And it's not that of the board. From what I've seen, even when you go out towards West Jeff, where they get water, there's only Delphite, if I think Delco, Del something, supplies water certain areas, and then you have the city of Columbus. If you are not in the city of Columbus, you are going to pay a premium, and you have no choice, other than if you annex your property into the city of Columbus. They're not going to tell you that,
yeah.
But if you obviously annex into the city of Columbus, then that's going to go down. However, you're going to pay 2.25% of your income for income tax.
Yeah.
But I don't know, Mr. Mazur, if you're able to check into that to see. This is the first I've heard that we could enter in some kind of a contract, because
because it's just that run over there off of Brown Road.
Yeah.
Where they did that,
that one stretch.
You know, 5, 6, 7 yeah. Well, probably 7, 8, 9 years ago where they did all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why they're saying that, they said we're not in a contract with them, so that's why our bill is so much higher.
Well, I do know, and this is what Prairie is experiencing, the county actually came in and did the infrastructure. And then, of course, the city is supplying the water. So bills are higher for the folks in that township because they not only are paying for the water and the sewer, but they're also paying for the infrastructure. So the county is being reimbursed for bringing
the lines,
yes. Yeah. So I haven't heard anything with like Greenleaf.
Yeah.
I'll be more than happy to ask a few.
Yeah, questions. And I mean, I need to ask a couple. I know some people that live over off of Richter and them,
mm-hmm.
and are actually off of Little, and they have city water and sewer, and see if their bill's any.
That'd be a good idea.
You know, because I know ours has got to be tied in with theirs as far as the sewer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all going to flow the same way.
So I have sewer. And they charge based on how much water consumption comes from our well, whether you're watering your grass, yeah. flowers, and et cetera.
Exactly.
But I do notice what we pay percentage, however they want, I'm gonna call it by the gallon, they pay by whatever, we pay more as well. Yeah. So.
And that's what they had told me when I called in, was that we weren't in a contract, and that's why they can charge.
Yeah, I never knew that we could be in a contract.
Yeah, and who knows, we may, that was the only reason I mentioned it, was to see if it's a possibility it would help.
Absolutely, yeah, because when the sewers came through many years ago, I've been to all the meetings and worked with a lot of people to be able to get on the sewer and et cetera, but we didn't have the water. We're allowed to, if there's water adjacent to your property, say there's a housing development behind you, it's in the city of Columbus, and they have water, by law, you're allowed to hook on. You just got to pay the tap fee. And obviously your water bill.
Yeah.
So it's just ironic that, you know, I'm paying $300 every 3 months just for sewer, strictly sewer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how much is your water bill?
It's about $130, $140
a month.
Every three.
And that's with water.
No water. It's well.
I mean,
water.
You got well.
We got well water.
Just sewer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because there's only, if I'm right, I think Richter, Greenleaf, Brownleaf, and Engadine are the only streets over there that doesn't have city water.
Yeah, so I do a lot of watering, flowers, garden, and stuff like that. And
I do too.
So you're cheaper than me.
Yeah, but I mean, it was just something me and my son was talking, and you know, he's like, mine's 100. Well, how's ours more than yours? And we're just paying for the sewer part.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll look into it because I mean, there might be other parts of the township that are not under.
Yeah.
And a lot of it could be when you're. Ours went in versus yours went in. Was there a different?
Possible. Right. Yeah. And I just figured, I know you guys are the ones.
Absolutely.
That would be able to do something about it, not me.
Well, I'm glad you brought it to our attention.
Appreciate
that. That's all I could.
Well, there's no way it's ironic that I always tell people it's important to come to a meeting because there's no way that we would have known this if you wouldn't have brought it to us. So thank you.
Yeah, and then the other thing I had on there was about the trash. And I mean, it's no big deal to me, just trying to help people out money-wise. I know my neighbor down the street owns a rental on Dyer, Grove City. And his trash pickup is $20 cheaper than what ours is.
Wow.
Because Grove City's in a contract with them. Now, I think when Township started, if I'm not mistaken, they were in a contract with them.
Yeah.
But you had to use that service. Now, I'm not sure that everybody likes that you have to use that certain group. But
so my experience with that, and when I first became a trustee, that was the hot topic and et cetera. A lot of people are like, well, are you going to tell me which cable company am I going to get next?
Yeah.
We did save money to a degree, but then what ended up happening in the end is they ran all of the other companies out, and there was no competing, and the price slowly went up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's there's Alpha, there's Local Waste, and they're very competitive, and both are good service that I've seen.
Yeah, he's got, on our street, he's got Alpha, or not Alpha, but I think it's Ohio We have Alpha, but he said it was $20 cheaper for Grove City's pickup than it was for his.
Wow.
And one of the reasons is, too, that we didn't go back into the consortium was they were wanting the township to pay for those that didn't pay.
And that's why I understand. I mean, that's
a good point.
Asking the question, you know, just to see.
Just trying to give you all the information that I have.
And with the taxes, with the way, I mean, unfortunately, you know, because I know I've seen where you guys, you know, got the fire levy on, and I have nothing against police or fire. Yeah. But, right. You know, living on Greenleaf, my taxes, if it ends up being the $500 a month, mine's going to be $7,400 a year.
Ooh.
Along with $1,600 a year for insurance, I'm going to be paying, luckily, my house is paid for. But I'm going to be paying $1,000 a month just to live there. And that's no utilities or nothing.
One of the good things about the levy for the fire that is called a township-wide levy, and I don't know if you've been here when we talked about it.
Yeah, I heard that they were trying to get Hollywood and then the apartments.
It's up to the people to pass it.
Yeah.
If the people pass it, everybody that has annexed their property is going to share in that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and I just... With everything else, with the taxes, how high everything is. Yeah. And I mean, everything's high.
Everything's high.
I just figured if we can save everybody 20 or 30, 40
That's
bucks.
That's nice
here
that you brought that to our attention.
Yeah, we'll definitely look into the sewer. Definitely.
Yeah. Mark, thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming. Yeah, that's
good.
Great.
We like that. Moving on. Chief Smith. The podium is yours.
Sir. Have a lot. I'll try to be brief.
Okay.
Never works out in my favor, though. Under updates, I wanted to talk a little bit about our internet security issue. We have 4 fraudulent checks. Lindsay's email being hacked. This could happen to anybody. I talked to Steve and Robin a little bit about this, and I think the township should look into something like LifeLock for all the employees to protect everyone's, you know, information. So I wanted to open up a little dialogue for that.
Are you guys familiar with LifeLock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know we have a meeting with, or Steve has a meeting with Brian Linzo next week. He is going to provide some information and also some quotes.
Who is this gentleman?
Our insurance broker.
Okay.
Brian Linzo.
So I think it's something we should definitely consider.
Because I know that I get these letters all the time. Sorry, but your information has been, we found that it's been breached. And you can call this number and they give you 6 months of it or et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is something that we definitely can look at too. That's something for Lindsay to, you know, what is the cost associated with that, is what is the benefit as well. To give you an example, just keeping your information, how far do they go? So we'll need to know the whole rundown of how it works, all the bells and whistles.
Under LifeLock is probably the best company out there.
Yeah, and they offer different plans.
Yeah.
Some of the issues are, you know, what happened to Lindsay could happen to anyone. You know, once they get into your email, they could possibly trace it back to like your business, John, or anything. So,
And with all the cyber attacks that's going on, look at the city of Columbus.
Right. And look at what just happened with Microsoft.
So, depending on the cost, this is something. And then unions, I'm looking around. But even if this is something that the unions are willing to, if we just do this as a perk, but they help pay too, that everyone that we just, in today's world, we just have it just the same as we have dental or whatever insurance.
Right. Or it could even be something like, you know, we have Aflac, maybe a text.
Absolutely.
If Mr. Mazur's good with looking into it with insurance.
Well, I think you said that Brian was going to bring it.
Yeah, Steve and Robin have a meeting with him next week, and I asked Robin to reach out to him to see if, you know, he had some information, maybe group rates or something similar that could be offered to us cheaper.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to look at it.
Yeah, I would be very interested. And the other thing that I would ask Mr. Mazur, because we're talking about this now, just as we have health insurance for the family, let's take Jim, your wife may be affected somehow from your job, and they got their information. Would it go for the family, you know, the adults in the family, that it would protect your spouses as well?
I think that would be a discussion for once.
Right. I'm just saying, when you have your discussion, see what that cost, but, you know, works.
Thanks, John. What else, Brian?
All right, a few stats. So last Friday, the Franklin County DUI Task Force, along with, we had three officers on it, Kidwell, McClaskey, and West, did two different checkpoints, one on Georgesville Road near Shoppers Lane, and then one on Broad Street. So I'll read the stats real quick. Total vehicles in the zones, 1,047. Total vehicles checked, 249. Total vehicles diverted, 54. One DUI arrest made, 26 citations, 22 driver license violations, one vehicle registration violation, one child restraint citation, one open container, 17 vehicles impounded, and one misdemeanor warrant arrest.
Wow.
So I guess it was a productive night. Broad and Georgesville.
Criminals probably thought that was my unlucky day.
Was that both locations?
Combined, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they were, you did one for 2 hours and then they flip-flopped. Citation breakdown from our speed trailer. We tried to designate where we're gonna, you know, where we get the best bang for our buck. So within this month, 12 stops on Klein Road, 7 citations, 5 verbal warnings. Frank Road, 3 traffic stops, 3 citations. Brown Road, 11 traffic stops, 9 citations, 2 verbal warnings. Ray Avenue, 4 traffic stops, 4 citations. Harrisburg Pike, 9 traffic stops, 3 citations, 6 verbal warnings. Bart Road, 6 stops, 6 citations. Wilson Road, 6 traffic stops, 2 citations, and 4 verbal warnings. Georgesville Road, 6 traffic stops, 4 citations, 2 verbal warnings. With that said, we had a focus on Frank Road, so a lot of these stops listed under Harrisburg Pike and Brown Road originated from speed detection on Frank Road. That's just the actual where they were stopped. So.
Well, they finally caught them.
Yeah, they caught them. So, questions?
No, thank you.
All right, that's all I have.
We got the speed trailers out?
Yeah, Ray Avenue and Industrial Mile.
I do have one thing, Chief. Weren't you checking into putting up the old trailers maybe on .gov or something to that?
Yeah, well, we were trying to sell it directly to another department.
Okay.
But the department that had interest, I guess it fell through. So I either have to put, I can put it out through a state website, kind of like a .gov for agencies, to where any other agency can respond and we can sell it directly to them. So that's why I haven't asked for a resolution.
I know we're cleaning up.
So, yeah.
You know, it just came on when I drove over there on Sunday. So,
yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Fire, Chief Arnold.
Good afternoon. Just a few items in business here. We did have a firefighter resign, put in 2 weeks, effective August 2nd. He's going to move on and build houses.
Wow.
And leave the fire service all together. If I could have a motion to accept his resignation.
I'll make a motion to accept his resignation. I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And then to replace him, we have a young man named Evan Snyder. He can't get a pension physical until next week, so I got to postpone hiring him until at the earliest August 11th, but I would like resolution pending him passing the pension physical, if I could.
Okay, would you read the resolution?
I have that for you, Chief. You ready for it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's resolution 2024-100. It's a resolution authorizing the hiring of Evan Snyder as Firefighter 1 for the Franklin Township Fire Department. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and endorses the recommendation of the Fire Chief to hire Evan Snyder, effective August 11th, 2024, as a Firefighter 1 at an annual salary of $54,400.35 per Article 19 of the IAFFF Local 1441 Collective Bargaining Agreement. Be further resolved that all formal actions of the board concerning and relating to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board, any of its committees, that result in such formal action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. That this resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved as the resolution's written. I will ask for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call, ma'am.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Where does he come from?
He's a local kid. He's working part-time in a couple Central Ohio departments. We're excited to get him on board.
Are we finding, it seems like turnover is down. We're not reading as many as these. But is the market out there of finding good candidates starting to be a little easier?
I feel like statewide, maybe. Not particularly for us because of what's upcoming this fall and the uncertainty of the levy. I don't have any doubt that we will pick up when this levy passes and
well,
we move
just,
forward with something.
Just nationally, just 2 years ago, it was so difficult to obtain a new person because everyone was trying to up the other person to get people, and it was pricing the job out totally. And I didn't know if it's starting to balance out.
I think it's balanced. I don't think that other departments are having as much trouble as they did, but this hiring pool is still very small.
Sure.
I think most departments are still operating short-staffed, just waiting on the candidates to come in because they are getting through school and they're coming along. It's just a matter of
Felicia, the person leaving, he was with us 3 years?
Seven.
Has it been that long? Wow. Yeah,
six or seven.
Sorry to see him go, but.
And last item of business I have is I would like permission to sell the old chassis. Horton finally got our old medic in to take the box off and put it on a new chassis, and so they basically do nothing with the old chassis except recycle them with no benefit to us. So we asked if we could just have it back, and we'll put it on GovDeals so we at least get a little bit of money out of it. So it's basically just if I could just get a motion for permission to put that thing on GovDeals, and then I'll come back with a resolution once we decide and how much.
Sure. Anybody got questions?
No, sir. No.
Go ahead and make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we grant permission to the fire chief to receive the chassis from Horton in order to obtain the opportunity to put it on gov.deals, at which time, when an offer is made, come back for a resolution in the sale of the item. If there's no further questions, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
So
anything
you know
else?
Anybody needs a snappy one owner.
Make a go-kart out of it or something.
Miles on. Lastly, I just want to mention with the splash day was such a success down at this end. We're starting to organize a similar event up on the north end. We'll have a couple of stops. I've made some contact with a few people yesterday, so we're looking at either the August 4th August 4th or 11th, I think is what we'll shoot for, depending on the facilities and the people who want to host it. But I've gotten good feedback so far, and more to come on that.
Okay. Appreciate your work on it.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for picking that up, Bob.
Yep.
All right. Mr. Stevens, Road Department.
Hello, everybody.
Morning, Jim, or afternoon.
Afternoon.
It is
afternoon. Yeah.
Only a couple things got put on the agenda for me to talk about. First one, just a little bit of a building update, and I think Mr. Mazur is going to go more in depth on this here in just a little bit. But tomorrow, I'm actually meeting with the architect that Steve and I met with, was that 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
He came out, took some measurements and everything, and he's kind of put together a little bit of a drawing preliminary to kind of go over. So I'm going to meet with him about 1 o'clock tomorrow, and then I'll bring all that information back to Steve, and we'll go over it on Monday. And then, like I said, I think you're going. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
All right. What we're waiting on is we have the surveyor coming in on July 29th to actually do utility survey in a little more detail than the original survey he did a couple months ago, which those are needed by the architect, so the architect can actually see what will fit on the site. Yes. What Jim's doing is when he meets with the architect tomorrow, they're going to have an idea, like a guesstimate, of what's going to fit on there. What that'll do is help us accelerate the RFP process. So once Jim and I get a chance to talk, I can start putting the RFP together so we can get ready, once we have all the final details after the survey's done, to send those RFPs out right away to start getting bids in on the project. As you know, because we're on a short timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's critical with at least starting this process. And then hopefully once the RFP goes out, you know, it's up to us to decide how long we want to wait to start bringing in the bidders to basically interview them, to see who you're most comfortable with to do the construction project. And I might as well just go into it since you brought it up. The architectural fee, which I was going to talk to the trustees a little bit from now, he sent me a proposal for his services of drawings and drafting and blueprints is initially $8,200, which in today's market is extremely fair. So I'll ask the board now for a motion to approve that I sign his proposal to let him start doing the work on this project. And then what I will need is an appropriation from the ARPA funds in the amount of $8,200 to pay his bill as he progresses through the process. And if the trustees are comfortable with that, then I'll have a resolution for you the next meeting requesting the appropriation of ARPA funds.
You want to make the motion?
So I make a motion, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board gives authorization for Mr. Stevens working with Mr. Leaser to act accordingly.
Mr. Mazur.
Excuse me. I was doing good. I was on a roll.
Mr. Mazur. On my plate.
In facilitating of working with said developers and architect to proceed in accomplishing the one goal of getting cost analysis for said building.
I'll second that motion. Roll call, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you get the Lindsay? Can you get the appropriations for the ARP money for the next meeting so we can get this moving along? And
what's that? $8,200.
This is a time crunch. Okay. Any?
Oh, I'm sorry. Then the last thing I have pertaining to Jim is, and we tabled this the last meeting, was the updating of his existing
MOU.
MOU, And at the same time, what we need to do, and we just found this out a couple, three, 4 weeks ago, he had two resolutions out there that were approved, basically for the same MOU. And then in discussing with Jim and the state auditor, there was a, I'm going to say semantics with words, and the initial attachment that Jim had to his MOU, the title was comp time, but the wording actually addressed flex time. And the auditor was uncomfortable with that. So what we did was we took comp time out of the title, so to speak, of his flex time paragraph, and we added accrued flex time. So there's no issue anymore with Jim accumulating comp time and cashing out comp time.
So don't cash out comp time. You don't cash out.
And anything with flex time.
No.
So there's no cash outs.
There's no benefits to this, it's just a word change. So.
All right. So that's.
And moving of hours.
Because 2 years ago, the hours that were in that comp time, when the state auditor came in and said that, you know, us salaried people couldn't have comp time, had to be flex time. So Mary just locked those hours down. Nobody ever gave any direction on what to do with it. So it's just been riding there. Well, I mean, sooner or later, you got another audit coming through. They're going to say, well, why is this just sitting here? So you just take it from comp and you make it flex. And next, I mean, I've turned it in a couple of times as comp time for a couple hours here and there. And then when it get it back, those hours have never changed, but it's been taken out of other things because it's in a comp time line instead of flex time. So that's the only thing we're just wanting to do is move
it. It's wording and
it's wording.
We'll come.
That's all it is.
Go ahead.
Jim, just for clarification, so there's no cash out.
Oh, absolutely not. You can't.
And you can only carry from year to year an additional 20 hours.
I think it's what the MOU is, but these hours, that right. amount of hours, it was been laying there, and of it that had been accumulated prior to the MOU this last
right.
month.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask a question, if I may. How on flex time can you carry over flex time?
20 hours.
20 hours.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
And naturally, there's no way I'm going to burn what's on there, so I'm going to lose a bunch of it at
I
the
understand.
End of the year, which I'm fine with that.
So that's where I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Knowing that you have. How many now that from when Mary was here? Did you still have them on the books? Because
comp times, yeah.
It's under comp time now.
Right, but if it, when it goes over to flex time.
Then we can use it then. Or,
would you still be able to use that since that's been 2 years ago?
Yeah, because it's been locked down. It wouldn't,
yeah,
it wouldn't
it's
diminish
been on hold.
Because it's, you know, it didn't pertain to the actual MOU.
Right.
I'm going to end up losing the majority of it all
the
time.
Well, I understand, but what I'm trying to get at is not to take away from you. What I'm trying to get to is once we move those to flux time, seeing it to MOU, if you lose it at the end of the year, and since that was generated over the last 2 years, is the state auditor going to come back and say, we moved that to flex time, and now it's,
well, then
you're using something from 2 years ago. All I'm saying is check into it.
I get it, and we can check in it. My comment to them would be, well, you locked it up then, how could you use it to start?
Right, I understand.
So, yeah.
But from the auditor standpoint, you have these years and this year.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
They may automatically go, that's null and void because of the year it was earned.
So I
not
reached,
earned, but.
I had reached out to Mark Long about this, and Steve and I got a lengthy email back about it. He was concerned about heads of departments accruing anything at all, but this was part of. What the board had decided that he could accumulate at one point in time.
Right.
So what my office needed was the approval and the backing to move it from the comp time to the flex time.
Yes.
So that would give him access back to it.
Yes.
And he could use it at that time to burn it.
Yes.
Or lose it
at the end of the year.
Yes.
Okay. And my concern
and Steve
was,
and I have
would the auditors,
talked with Mark
would the,
about this.
Once we release it, being the fact that it was being held, would the auditors now say, yeah, but those have been 2 years, hypothetically, is it going to hurt us?
No.
So you got 4 years or 40 hours.
No, he never addressed
that. No, because,
that.
Uh-uh,
no,
he did not.
So you know what I'm trying to say, right?
Exactly.
Because then the next time he comes in and it's like, oh, gotcha, because where did these 40 hours come from? Well, we released them.
Yeah, yeah, we don't want you to have to pay that back.
Right, he did not even address that part.
Okay.
And I mean, we have like a three-page email back to him.
Can you address that part?
Yeah.
I would address that. Just, and the reason I'm saying that is,
what he's saying,
I don't want them climbing all over you going, you used something that was 2 years old when your MOUs clearly says you lose it after one.
And then having
but
you
we
pay
had
it back.
Tied up because of them. So
you know, it's mainly, to me, it's about just getting the language changed to get this resolution going.
Yeah.
That way we're back on the books and everything.
Right, right.
And addressing Mark, I have no qualms of saying semantics.
Yeah.
The title said comp time. The verbiage in the paragraph addressed flex time.
Yeah.
Let it go. You know?
All right.
So, you know, that's like, it's no different than one of these gentlemen being out, him being out on a major fire and working, you know,
4 hours.
4 hours on a working fire, or him being out on a shooting, or being on the scene of a shooting like we had up on, that was a Sunday evening, that's outside of his work hours and work schedule. He had flex, I mean, it's just flex time to use that week.
Yeah. So I think
30,
we need
32 hours straight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, pass this, correct?
I have
before we lose sight of what we're.
I have a question.
Go.
So I also talked to Mark Long, and so the problem becomes that this is, you're stating 2 years, right? That this is basically since you said
Mary,
so that's been
over 2 years.
Two years. So where this is going to fall in, and you can vote however you want to vote, is what he was making 2 years ago, and he's converting this time now, and he makes a higher amount of money now than he was making 2 years ago.
But there's no cash.
Well, we're not cashing anything out.
So
but when you take the time, correct?
I mean,
he just gets 2 hours off.
Yeah.
I'm just taking.
You're doing is, like, say for instance, a lot of times we had our meetings in the evening, and he would work 12 to 13 hour days. So then he would have flex time. He could come in the next morning 2 hours late, and his salary still stayed the same.
Right.
So there's no cash value whatsoever.
Okay.
And then I would write it down on my timesheet, flex time or whatever time. That's what I use. Yeah. There's no monetary
value
to it.
See, he's a salary person anyways.
I needed to make that statement, and so I'm good.
Okay.
No, I appreciate that.
Roll.
It's resolution 2024-092. It's a resolution accepting James Stevens' revised memo of understanding and rescinding prior resolutions 2022-013 and 2022-027. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township that the Board approves to accept the revised MOU between Franklin Township Board of Trustees, Road Superintendent James Stevens, effective immediately. This resolution rescinds 2022-027 and 2022-013. This resolution reflects the actual MOU concerning salary and benefits for the Road Superintendent. Be further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force effective immediately upon its adoption.
So moved as the resolution's written, and you're going to be checking with Mark Long on question and details on that. I would ask for a second.
I will second, sir.
Roll call, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
No.
I think so, yeah. I checked, he said no.
I just don't want to make a mistake. So it's going to pass anyway, and I'd rather err on this side. And
that's very wise.
We will see what Mark Long has to say, because I think we made a big mistake. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, John.
Fiscal Department. Looks like you got a few items.
I do.
Oh, hold on a second. I do have a question for Jim.
Okay.
I didn't realize he was done. So the property on Greenleaf, the three properties?
Drainage?
Yeah.
We're working on getting pricing put together on it now. Ryan's finishing some of the stuff up on that. He was working a little bit on it when I was on vacation.
Right.
And then I'm going to bring it back to the board. But the situation we've got right there is, talking with the county, there's not a dire need to put the piping in. The piping is just wanting to be put in so they can mow it easier. So So I'm just going to put the pricing together and bring it to the board and let you all make the decision.
And you sent me a text saying that, but I just want to confirm it.
Correct.
And then while you were gone, I gave Ryan two addresses on Garland. Are you familiar with what I'm talking
about? Yeah, we went down there yesterday. I actually spoke with the residents of both places.
Okay.
We're working on getting something resolved.
Okay.
Well, that was that Greenleaf, the one you and I looked at one day?
And I have a question for you, sir. I had it written down, and then we got into big conversation. I noticed on my way here, I said something to Ryan in your absence in regards to the property at Wilson and Fisher.
On the corner.
Right, on the corner. So it was cut. However, the amount of trash in that corner, are we able to send them a letter in regards to trash as well? Because that just is just... You would couldn't do a hop sketch without hitting something.
Would that letter for trash fall under
House Bill 50?
Would it be a House Bill 50?
It would be a House Bill 50, correct.
Okay, I didn't know if it would fall under what we've been doing with nuisance property. Okay. Anything else for Mr. Stevens?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
I got a motion to approve accounts payable. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes the motion to approve accounts payable from July 11th, 2024 through July 25th, 2024 in the amount of $63,912.13 from check numbers 70522 to 707-0594 and electronic vouchers 1194-2024 through 1282-2024.
So moved with the motion. I'll ask for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Then I have a motion to approve payroll reports as written, presented on July 25th, 2024. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve payroll for pay period June 30th, 2024 through July 13th, 2024. In the amount of $187,765.97, ACH direct deposits on July 19th, 2024, electronic vouchers 1210-24 through 1281-24.
Did you say 96 cents?
Yeah.
Okay.
So moved as the motion is presented. I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay, and then I also have resolution 2024-101, a resolution to adopt the annual road district tax mileage for Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio for the year beginning January 1st, 2025, and to submit the same to the Franklin County Budget Commission. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, created a road district, resolution 2020-108, compromising of all of the unincorporated areas of the township, and whereas due to creation of the road district 2.35 addition inside mills have been available for use by the road district, and whereas the board is of the opinion that it is necessary for the operation of the road district and in the best interest of the residents to authorize and to request levying of the 2.35 inside mills available in the district from the Franklin County Budget Commission for the 2025 Franklin Township tax budget. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of the board concerning and regulating to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were meeting in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 1.21-22 of the Ohio Reserve Code.
So moved as the resolution is written, and I would ask for a second.
I will second, sir.
We have any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Then I also have resolution 2024-103, the resolution adopting the appropriation of APRA funds for expenses related to the construction of the new road department building. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves and authorizes the appropriation of ARPA funds not to exceed $40,000 specific to the expense of the utilities surveys by Blue Church Survey in the amount of $4,000 and Lowendick demolition contracts in the amount of $36,000. Be it further resolved that all former actions of the board concerning and related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that it resulted in such formal action were the meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121-22 of the Ohio Reserve Code.
So moved as the resolution is written, and I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'd ask for a roll call vote, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And lastly, resolution number 2024-102, a resolution to provide supplemental appropriations number 7 for the period commencing January 1st, 2024 and ending in December 31st, 2024. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the, whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County during the year ending in December 31st, 2024. And now, therefore, it be resolved by the Franklin County Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1, the sums, the presented in Exhibit A, attached B, and the same are hereby set as aside appropriated for the several purposes for which expenditures are to be made for during the year ending in December 31st, 2024.
So moved as the resolution is written. I would ask for a second.
Can we do questions?
Yep.
So what is our budget total? Are we north of 10 million?
No, we're not. We're like right there.
So like right at 10?
Just about, yeah. I mean.
9 something?
Yes. I sent you yesterday.
I looked through that. And my question was there any others, like for instance, any of the safer grant money and et cetera included in that?
Yes, everything was included with that. I sat down with Jeff and we went completely over it.
I was just wondering, because I know normally, and the only reason I'm asking, sometimes we're like at 10-1, 10-2, and we're just a little under, and I saw that and I was like, okay.
And that, you know, that is subject to change with certain things that we may still have coming in.
That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you. With that being said, sir, I'm ready to second if there's no other questions.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And that is all I have.
So I didn't know if you had that nailed down, because I was like, wow, because we're going the wrong way.
No, because then we'll pick this all back up and start going over it in detail in September, October. Okay.
So you're all done?
Yep.
A couple questions for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
How are we on, are we having any penalties or interest in the last month or two? I forgot to ask last month.
We have not. The only thing that did come through, and this is from before my time, this would be when Robin was on vacation last May. We had a IRS penalty. So this is from over a year ago, so from May of 2024. As of now, no.
Okay. And then, so you had announced at our special meeting last Thursday, I forget which one of you said that her department is under siege. One of you said it, remember, that we were going to do an investigation. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
It was where, you know, her apartment was being attacked. We had 4 bad checks.
Yes.
And things like that.
Yeah, gotcha.
And so I know that fiscal department, because I've had people ask me what's going on and stuff, and that you guys have put in positive pay. So can you explain how positive pay works?
So with the positive pay, we're working to shut down the one account completely, and we've opened the new account. So with that, we're still able to receive some payments that we would normally be getting, and they're monitoring that account very closely, but we are actually very close to getting the old account totally shut down and everything just going to the new account.
But positive pay, isn't that where you turn in
at the end of every day, every check you've written?
Yes, we approve anything that's coming through.
And they're only going to pay what's on the list?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, I just want people to know that we're on
it. Yes, yes, yes.
Because I'm getting people ask me questions mm-hmm. about what's going on, just like you said would happen, and then I've had two people now reach out to me.
We yeah. actually have stopped a couple of checks that way.
Okay.
Really? I think that's how you found the two.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you had because three
we or get, four. We send them over the checks that we were having going out, and so they make sure that those clear. And then if any weird checks are coming through, they alert us right away. And then we either approve or deny, which we've denied twice too.
So is this in lieu of the fact that someone has the account number and are doing that? Or
we
they can get the account number off of any check?
Yeah, we can't even figure it out how they obtained this information. We know that the MediCount people have been hacked right before this happened. We have no idea because the checks seemed to get better and better looking, more mirroring ours as they were coming through.
Yeah, I seen the first one that came through and it looked nothing like
it. It was just very, very plain.
There's only one signature.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then so as the other ones had came through, they almost look identical to ours. Not quite, but.
With this happening, and a lot of people listening at home, to the taxpayers, what does this cost the taxpayers?
Well, we had to order a new box of checks, and we had just ordered a new box of checks, which he did give us a discount on that. But I mean, we haven't lost any money. Any money that, yes, any money that, so that's all it has been was having to reorder a new box of checks.
Sure. So it's minimal that any checks that were fraudulent,
we
Franklin Township residents is not responsible for.
Correct. Yes, we were able to stop them.
Good work.
That's all I got, huh? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that all you have for us, ma'am? I think so.
Yes, it is.
All right. Mr. Mazur.
Thank you, Chairman. The first thing I have for you is Resolution 2024-016. It's a resolution approving the obligations authorized by the Township Administrator between July 10, 2024. And July 23rd, 2024, whereas the Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorizes the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And whereas pursuant to the provisions of Section 507.11A of the ORC, the obligations approved and incurred by the Township Administrator must be subsequently approved by the adoption of a formal resolution of the Board of Trustees. All formal actions of this board concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board and in all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and shall be in force effective immediately upon its adoption. And again, it's the period of July 11, 2024 through July 23, 2024 in the amount of $16,421.45.
So moved as the resolution is written in the attached document. I'd ask for a second.
I will second, sir.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I would ask for a roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
The next thing I have concerns one of our police officers, Roger Myers. He was injured back in 2020. The BWC contacted me and said that he is entitled to what they call temporary disability from his injury. On advice from Sedgwick, our third-party administrator that works with the BWC, we came to an agreement that a settlement of $1,600 for the injury again back in 2020 is satisfactory. It has no effect on the township's rating or premium moving forward concerning our health insurance and our BWC premiums.
Okay. Anything from us today?
No, so I just wanted to bring it up to the board to let you know that we resolved that issue.
So all statutory,
everything's been met.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's why I brought that, just to make sure I had the figures right and the dates right, all the documentation from Sedgwick. The next thing I have, Chief, we're good with this, aren't we? Las Galapagos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did the background and sent it back to Department of Commerce.
Okay. This is just notice from the liquor control of a transfer of a liquor license from Gendel LLC, located 3689 West Broad, to Las Galapagos LLC, DBA Las Galapagos, at the same location. And really, again, all we need on this is if the trustees are fine with this, the chief did the background on them. It just ends up we need a signature from Lindsay, our fiscal officer.
Anybody have any questions?
Nope.
Nope. All right.
So, Mr. Chairman, so I make a motion that we accept Mr. Mazur's reading of transfer of title for liquor license as written.
So moved. I'll second that. Roll call.
Discussion. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay, the next resolution I have for you is Resolution 2024-104. It's a resolution rescinding Resolutions 2024-098 and replacing it with Resolution 2024-105. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin County, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to rescind 2024-098 and replace it with Resolution 2024-105 due to a necessary revision. Be further resolved that all formal actions of the board concerning and relating to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and its committees that result in such formal action were in an open meeting to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including 121.2 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and shall be in full force effective immediately upon its adoption. Questions?
What are we rescinding?
Okay. When we received the original resolution to place the fire department levy on the ballot, there was a date that was incorrect as to when the taxes for the levy would be collected.
Okay.
The original resolution stated 2024, and it should have been 2025.
Okay.
And so Mike had a question that he asked me the other day, how did this happen? It was just an error when we got it back from the law firm.
So moved as the resolution's written. I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any more discussion? Hearing no more discussion, I would ask for a roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay, the next resolution I have is Resolution 2024-105. It's a resolution to proceed with the submission to the question of levying an additional tax in excess of 10 million. 10 mils limitation for the purpose of fire protection services pursuant to the ORC Section 5705.19 Aye, replacing resolution 2024-098. The total taxable value of the township used in calculating the estimated property tax revenue is $375,325,300. The millage for the requested levy is 14.66 mils for $1 per taxable value, which amounts to $513 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value. The additional levy will be for a continuing period of time. The additional levy shall be placed upon the current year's tax list commencing 2024 for the collection in 2025. That's the correction. If approved by a majority of the electors voting thereon, the territory where the tax will be levied is the unincorporated and incorporated area of the township. The township is located entirely within Franklin County. It is found and determined that all formal actions of this Board of Trustees concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were adopted in an open meeting of this Board of Trustees. All deliberations of this Board of Trustees and any of its committees are resulted in those formal actions were involved and open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and shall take effect and be enforced from and after the earliest time provided by law.
So moved as this resolution is written. I would ask for a second.
I'll second, sir.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'd ask for a roll call vote.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Then the next thing I have for the trustees, I just wanted to give you a medical update on Officer Troy Hale. We just received information from his physician that he will be off work in, at least until September 2nd of 2024.
Now, Chief, did he come back to work and then he's back out again? Is that how that worked?
Yeah, he was back for a couple weeks.
Okay.
And this is a non-work related?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
I'm going to apologize ahead of time again. These are long resolutions.
It'd be nice just to plug in addresses,
Yes, we're gonna give that a shot. The first resolution is 2024-017. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 2600 Plainview Avenue, parcel number 140003549-00, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle provided for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. The board hereby determines that a motor vehicle located at 2600 Plainview Avenue in the unincorporated area of the township, which may be generally described as a yellow Chevy Impala, yellow truck, white Camaro, an RV, a blue Mini Cooper, a Chevy van, are all in a state of disrepair, missing one or more of the following parts, such as windshield, wheels, windows, front end assembly, is three model years or older, apparently inoperable, and thus justifies a junk motor vehicle as defined in Section 505.173 of the ORC. The board hereby determines that it is in the best interest of the township and its residents that the board proceed under Section 505.871 of the ORC, and the board hereby orders that the record owner of the property, or the executor for the estate of the record owner, or the lawful representative for the record owner, remove or provide for the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property within 14 days of the date of receipt of written notice of the passage of this resolution. Board authorizes the township administrator to provide written notice to the record owner, his representative or executor of the estate, and to the holders of liens of the record on the property of the board's intention to remove or cause removal of junk motor vehicle from the property as provided in 505.871 of the ORC. The board finds and determines that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating to the passage of this resolution were taken in open meetings of this board, and that all deliberations of the board resulted in formal actions were taken in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including but not limited to the ORC section 121.22, except as otherwise permitted thereby. This resolution shall take effective, shall be effective immediately upon its passage.
So moved as the resolution is written. I would ask for a second.
Sir, I'll second that.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a roll call vote.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
That was a lot of cars in one place.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot in there that I'm glad to hear that. That's three from one location. That'll make some neighbors happy.
Yes.
Can you imagine looking out your back window for years looking at that?
Or your front window, or wherever they are.
Okay. Resolution 2024-108. Resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 2464 Woodmore Avenue, parcel number 140-003487-00. Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. A junk motor vehicle provided for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. Board hereby determines that motor vehicles located at 2464 Wynwood Avenue in the unincorporated township are models three model years or older, apparently inoperable, constituted a junk vehicle as defined in section 505.173 of the Ohio Revised Code. The board hereby determines the best interest of the township and its residents that the board proceed under 505.871 of the ORC. The board hereby orders the record owner of the property, or the executor for the estate of the recorded owner, or the lawful representative of the recorded owner, remove or provide for the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property in 14 days. And date of receipt of the written notice of the passage of this resolution. Board authorizes the township administrator to provide written notice to the record owner or the executor or estate of the record owner of the board's intention to remove or cause removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property as provided in section 505.871 of the ORC. Board finds and determines all formal actions of this board concerning and related to the passage of this resolution were taken in an open meeting of this board. All deliberations of the board that result in formal actions were taken in meetings open to the public in compliance with the Ohio Revised Code 121.22. Resolution shall take effect immediately upon its passage.
So moved as the resolution is written. I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion on this? Hearing none, I would ask for a roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Gotta get a drink between all that.
Ditto, yeah, address.
And hopefully that doesn't get me in big trouble. Resolution 2024-109, a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 2410 Wynwood, parcel number 140005404-00, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. A junk motor vehicle providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. A resolution declaring, resolution 2024-110, a resolution declaring motor vehicle located at 1114 Eureka Boulevard, parcel number 140-003450-00, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. A junk motor vehicle and providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. Resolution 2024-111, a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at Eureka Boulevard, parcel number 140 003501-00, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle, providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. Resolution 2024-112, a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 1696 Rosemont, parcel number 140-000701-00, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, junk motor vehicle, and providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871.
Sir, that would be on three different.
I was just wondering if he was going to read anything else.
Well, I would like to include the board hereby. The board finds and determines that all formal actions of this board concerning and related to the passage of these resolutions were taken in open meetings of this board, and that all deliberations of this board that result in formal actions were taken in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, but not limited to the ORC section 121.22, except as otherwise permitted thereby. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon its passage.
So moved on these three resolutions. I would ask for second.
I will second on all three.
Any?
Four.
Yes, sir, four.
I will move on the motion on the resolutions of all four. Make a motion that we accept them as written. I would ask for a second for all four.
I second.
Is there any discussions? Hearing none, I would ask for a roll call vote, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. Just wanted to make sure the wording was right.
Oh, absolutely. Don't want to do it again. Stay after school. I will not mess up.
This goes to Steve.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
It's still coming back.
That's the important one, right?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
We've gotten so efficient up here. I must say that.
I'm used to it coming back this way.
Yeah. It's like I'm done. My desk is clear. I can actually see the green.
Definitely different than two and a half years ago.
And the only other thing I have, I know there's been discussion about limiting their home rule, and the board suggested that maybe July.
It's a Friday.
30th. It's the Tuesday, 30th. Isn't it?
It was a Friday night, I
think.
No, it's a Tuesday. 30th is a Tuesday.
The 30th?
Yeah.
Of July?
Yeah.
I thought this was what you guys talked about last time.
Yeah, we said the 30th.
That you would like to hold an open meeting so the public could come and they have any questions, concerns about limited home rule. We are really on a tight.
Right.
In fact, it may be difficult to get it on the ballot in time for November. It could be tough. But you suggested that maybe we have an open meeting July 30th.
Will that give us time?
I don't know, because it's going to have to be at the Board of Elections August 7th. But I've had, I've had a ton of discussions with Julie, our attorney, and it may be for right now what the township wants to do. We may have the legislative authority to do it, but what we need to do is hear from the residents what they want. There are tools in our toolbox that we can use. We haven't utilized yet.
So with
as far as what, I'm sorry.
Well, for example, any parking issues. There are township roads. So let's say, for example, somebody parks a semi on, I'll use Frank Road. I mean, if that's not a parking lot. So the vehicle, we have the authority to make it move that. I'm trying to make this simple.
Right.
In a residential area, if you have a box truck parked on a residential street and it just sits there, it can't do that. It has to be a working truck. For example, box truck is parked on Ramsburg. If it's not putting up aluminum siding or it's not putting up gutters,
it's not working.
We have the ability to have that truck move. We also have the ability to issue citations and fines.
Okay.
So would we?
So these are the things that would be coming. We can do these with not necessarily having home rule.
Exactly.
Home rule would not be adding to.
No.
Okay.
No.
If we.
Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
If we were home rule, mm-hmm. would we have these tools as well as additional?
Yes. Yes. For example, if you wanted to establish a curfew, you could establish a curfew. Something simple like when people walk their dogs, you could mandate that the dog has to be on a leash. Then you get into having a zoning commission where you have members of the township form a zoning commission so you can address certain zoning. But you can't, anything that's already on, to make it simple, a statute established by the state or the county or the city,
can't change
that.
We have to operate by the rules and regulations set forth by the county commissioners of Franklin County, Ohio.
Right.
So my question is this, gentlemen. Should we not put this before the people and also then, well, part of the reason I think that we would meet on the 30th is to hear from the people, but also, in my opinion, would we not put this on the ballot, explain to the people what it is, and let the people decide? Because we can't make that decision. The only decision we can make is putting it on the ballot. If it fails, we still have the tools in the toolbox in which Mr. Mazur said, if it passes, we have tools in the toolbox plus other additional ones. As our township grows, as we see growth in the corridor of West Broad Street, or call it the old Westland Mall. Having said things set already precedents in place would make it benefit to this township versus us trying to catch up and then trying to need it where we really need it for new businesses coming in and things of that nature. Because if we don't do it this November, we can't put it on the ballot until next November.
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
So to me, it would be beneficial to let the residents have that decision. And what we're simply doing is saying, is there a need? What is the procedure? And let's get it done because the date is coming pretty close.
I'm not going to vote to put it on the ballot without having an additional open meeting to the public that they can voice their concerns with home rule, because that's what we said we would do. And with the tools that we have already and the time frame, I don't know if we have enough. I'm with Mr. Mazur. I don't know if we have enough time to get it on the ballot for this November.
So by not putting it on the ballot, would that be do a disjustice to the people being able to decide on this because of our lack of having time?
Well, we can have an open meeting on the 30th and see what people want to. What's your guy? I mean, we got a good size audience today. I'll open the floor for if you have one statement per person, so we're not here all night.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Most people have no clue as to what home rule is, and without a good definition or documentation going to the tenants or residents, they're going to look at you and think you're purple. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, they don't know what it is. So somehow we need to have the ability to thoroughly comprehend before we jump into it with both feet.
Patty?
If you don't have an open meeting or don't have the time for an open meeting, you can do a live with questions Facebook.
True.
Yeah.
And let the residents, you know, you announce it. It's we're having a live Facebook, just like you do these meetings, and you allow the residents to ask their questions. You answer the questions in the forum.
Good idea.
Attendance could be an issue.
Any other questions, concerns about home rule? Because we have the ability to do noise nuisances and stuff like that now.
Yes.
That's my thing is, I'd rather have more public input before we put it on the ballot than to rush it on the ballot this year with everything else that's going to be on the ballot.
So, for one trustee, which is me, you know, and I've seen the need where we could definitely, if we go into the money back area, I know there's a lot that we can do. There's a lot of places and calls that I take and my hands are tied because we don't have the certain tools. Last year at this time, this exact same thing happened. We ran out of time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how in the world can I get this on the ballot so that people can decide and the board is not deciding? In my opinion, the board is holding up the people to have the ability to vote yes or no on it.
But you were meeting with Steve, you was meeting with Julie last, if I remember right, after the last meeting, and finding out. Did you find out more tools that we do have?
Yes, I mean, like, we can address trucks and cars that are just parked on the street. I'll use the example of box truck again. If there's a box truck on the street that's been there for days and days and days and days, we can pass a resolution to have that removed. Or any other trucks that are just parked on streets in the township and have them removed, where we haven't used that in the past. If somebody builds a fence on township property, somebody constructs a building, which I've seen, on township property, we have the ability to address that where we haven't in the past. And I am pretty certain, for example, I don't know who I was talking to, somebody parks their cars in the front yard, somebody parks a bulldozer in the front yard. We have the ability to say, you can't do that. We also have the ability to issue fines and citations. We have the advantage of having a police department. What I'm working with Julie right now in the municipal court is, what is that fining system? Is it $100 a day? Is it $1,000 a day? What is it? But we have these tools, and that's why I'm really interested in what the residents want. Are they more concerned that a gutter's hanging low off somebody's house, or are they more concerned that there's been a box truck parked on their street for 2 years? That's what I'm trying to get to.
Mr. Mazur, if I may, that's a little absurd, because no point have we ever looked at that. I mean, it's tools that would be there if it was to want to harm somebody, but also the body of the people have the right to be able to put it back on the ballot if someone was abusing home rule,
right,
to be able to take it away. One trustee, I'm looking at the future where this township is going. We're already seeing businesses come in. We had a gentleman that was up here a while ago that is a business that's going to bring in 3.6%, I believe, off the monies that come in. As we see an influx of what's going to come in this area, we don't have to use every tool in the toolbox. But the fact that if we already have them there, we can implement it depending upon the situation. If we are only looking at the sunshine that we are getting today and not the sunshine that's to come, when the day comes and we don't have that, that's where we end up in a situation trying to catch up. So I personally say it's up to the public to say, would we want that if we would need to use those tools? That don't necessarily mean that you have to use them. I know I've got a home, a tool, I got 7 toolboxes. Full of tools. I'm a tool person. Doesn't mean I'll use those tools once, twice, every 3-4 years. But if their situation comes up and I need that 2-inch socket, I got it.
Sure.
So that's what I.
Were you able to? I thought you were.
No, gonna, I was going to ask you.
Were you able to find out how much it is to put home rule on the ballot?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
They won't tell us that until after we put it on the ballot.
Just curious what it's going to cost to put it on.
I say we keep, if you're asking about the meeting on the 30th, I say we keep it for 6 o'clock and listen to the people, see what they have to say.
But is that not going to give us time at all? Either way, even if we voted today for it, I'd still say keep it on the 30th. What I'm asking the board today is, let's get it on the ballot, do our due diligence.
I will not vote for it today without hearing from the people first. Because that's what we said from the get-go, that we'd have open meetings.
And so
is that what we're being asked to do?
If we're not going to, here's what I'm asking the board. I'm asking the board, actually I'm making a statement. Why do we have the 30th meeting if it comes that everyone says yes, it's not going to make it?
Okay, so
we still have 7 days to make it.
Mr. Mazur just said even if we make it on the 30th, it wouldn't make it on the ballot.
It's going to be tight because we'll have to have a resolution written up, and then the board will have to come back again and approve that resolution to get it on the ballot so I can get it to the board of elections by August 7th.
So if there is a possibility or if it could make it on there, then I'll keep my mouth shut and we'll listen on the 30th. From what I heard a while ago is it wouldn't make it.
Well, I think there have been a lot of things thrown out. First of all, is the meeting on the 30th 6 or 6:30? Is it going to be at Sullivan Avenue or is it going to be here? And then if there is, after the 30th, desire to put that on, we have to meet on Friday the 2nd to sign something else. So
yes,
Friday the 2nd would be when we could sign that if it's chosen to do it. And then what date did you have to have it down there by?
7.
Okay, so Monday would be the 5th, the 6th is Tuesday. So as far as being able to do it, I think it can be done. I'm correct, we're coming in here on Friday the 2nd.
Yeah.
We have 12 to. Something yeah. to sign something.
We have to.
So if we decide, on the 30th, there's a good turnout and there shows people that want home rule, then that'll tell me how I'm going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
If we go there and no one shows up and have no desire to come out in the evening and let us know what they want, one way or the other, that'll be the determining factor for me, if that helps you.
Did we discuss 6 o'clock?
Well, we originally said 6:30. I don't care which one. Doesn't matter to me. I just want the information to be correct, whatever it's going to be.
So there's a lot of people here. Did anyone have a desire one way or the other, yay or nay?
I just want to know exactly what it is and what else it pertains to besides cars or gutters hanging
sure.
out. I mean, you know, is it, you know, what else does it pertain to? I guess what I'm saying.
It would be us setting, for one, we'd be setting up a zoning board.
Correct, just Major? Like, yes. So, if I may, sir, there would be a zoning board that would, just like now, the procedure now, I get a phone call, something's going on somewhere, then what we have to do is contact zoning for Franklin County. Franklin County sends out their zoning person, and then they go through the procedure. The trustees have no say in it, no nothing. If we have our own zoning board and et cetera, we can't change the laws in which Franklin County has set forth. All we're doing is pushing the cart forward and being able to fines, et cetera, and instead of Franklin County doing it, we would be the agency that was acting on it.
So like if people park on a street that hasn't been developed, but it has a name, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, yes.
Are you talking about that?
Yeah.
If people park in where they're not supposed to
so
be.
So what would happen is that we'd come into zoning, if we have our own zoning board, and that would all be handled in-house versus it going to Franklin County. I will tell you that Franklin County has 2 code enforcements for all Franklin County.
Mm-hmm. And we'd have to set up a board and no trustee could serve on that board.
I mean, is there anything else that pertains to?
Whatever laws, I don't know all of the laws that Franklin County has. It's whatever laws that
the county has.
The county has.
Okay. Well, I kind of defined it a little bit. All right. Is there what information do you as the board have on this? Is there a document that any of us can read that you could pass out?
Yeah, I think we had them here for a while.
Yeah, and I think we'll have them at the June 30th meeting. The other thing that you can do is if you Google Home Rule Franklin County, and you would see what the definition is, but it's pretty thick.
Is it on your website?
It is not on our website, but it would be on, I believe it's on Franklin County's website, because I've had that paperwork before. We put it on the ballot before, but just as it was said before, some people didn't fully understand exactly what it was.
Yeah. Here's a whole bunch more of them.
Okay.
All were caught.
I think she needs a copy.
I've never seen that.
Okay. Let me, I'm not sure what all I have, what I'm giving you.
And just like anything else, anything good
that says home rule
potentially could try to be used against you in bad. That's where, like with Franklin County, you can't say, I don't want to do this anymore.
Limited home rule.
With Franklin Township, you can get the signatures and say, we don't want to do this no more, put it back on the ballot.
There you go, you got it all.
Okay.
I got some paperwork, ma'am. We'll get you a copy before you leave.
Or anybody else want copies?
Me?
Just two?
Make about 10. I think we should have them available for Tuesday night.
Absolutely.
And that's this Tuesday. Bob, can we use the firehouse?
Tuesday? Absolutely.
So what are we doing?
What time are we actually saying? 6:30,
sir. 6:30. Let's do 6:30. Doesn't matter to me, but I just wanted to verify.
And hopefully all of you guys will come to it as well so that we have a good turnout. This will give everyone here an opportunity that wants to take any paperwork home or do their own research and have questions and see if this is for you.
For the people that are at home, John, do we have the ability to put that information on our website?
Yes,
they
will.
So they could look it up before Tuesday night if they'd like to?
Yes, I think that would be great. Mr. Mazur, if you could get that on our website, like on the front where they could have a link to click to see, you know, meeting over this.
And also on Facebook.
Yeah. Can Nicole come on here?
She's at her computer.
Okay, and I'll get right to you. Can we put something on the front of our Facebook page as well as our website, you know, home rule, what does it mean for you? Here's information, bring your questions, concerns. The Board of Trustees is considering putting it on the ballot so that the people know that they have the power in this and they can ask the questions. And then we've got the paperwork, if we can put that on there, the pages where they could do that, if that's possible.
And can you put that on Facebook also?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't hear you say that. Yeah, I said Facebook and internet.
Well, my question is, if we have the live meeting, are they still going to try to do the Facebook?
No.
So that they could, so it would all
We would like to do it in person.
It would be in person.
So it won't be both ways.
Right, because there's a lot of people, if I said show of hands, who don't have Facebook in here, there would be some hands in here that don't have Facebook. So to really, I hate to say this, but to be tangible for everybody, to be fair, in person, I know nowadays since COVID, a lot of people just like to do it, look at their phone, look at their tablet, but I think it's important to have it in person.
Yeah, I would agree. Like I said, the people need to be educated, and that's our fault for not getting more educational time.
Me and my son used to race stock cars.
Okay.
And, you know, my cars were in the garage, but my trailer set out front. Now, is that something that
is your
township?
Do you have a tag on that trailer?
Franklin County, you can't.
You cannot do it.
You have to have a concrete pad.
Even now in Franklin Township, you should not be allowed to do it.
Right. Just the regular car trailer.
Yep, because it's part of the Franklin. We abide by Franklin County rules. Yeah.
Because I mean, I've done it. I mean,
if someone would call it, okay, we're talking to one person, not everybody talking at one time, or we'll shut this down. To answer your question, on the zoning rules in Franklin County, as they state now, someone complains to us about it, yes, we would be, Franklin County would take care of it, or we now, with the new evidence, new information that we got, we could handle it.
We're not looking for a witch hunt that we're armed with something that we can just
we're
go
just
going to
drive around and look and look and look. Yeah. Right.
No, I understand it, but I mean, you know, some people, they don't
right,
like
right.
That
I'm
stuff.
Glad you're asking. That's you why know, I'm answering right. the way
that's
I
why
am.
A lot of people that I know have moved to Franklin Township.
Right.
Because they say, well, we can have this trailer sitting beside our garage or in front of our garage and ain't nobody going to say nothing.
You know? In Franklin County, and I can tell you this from experience, in Franklin County, the Franklin County zoning, any trailer can, no trailer can sit in front of your garage if it's out in front of your house. It has to be beside your house or behind your house.
Yeah. And luckily mine's beside. And,
right.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That's, otherwise people could call in Franklin County or with this new, like I said, new information that was given to us today. People can come into us and say it now, and we'll enforce those codes. They're already on the books, and we have enforcing powers now. So,
yep, I understand. Thank you.
So I hope that everyone takes some of this home, reads through it, has some good questions, and be more than happy to answer them the best that we can. Because it's new waters for us, too. And as I said, I just think it's nice to be able to, in the future, if it was passed, that we have something economically development in the area. It gives us tools that we could use that we normally would not have.
But then also, you guys, with the township, would get the money on the fines. Am I correct, or would that go to the county?
No,
it would come to us.
Yeah, since we have our own board, it would come to us.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So right now, any fines and et cetera, and it's, yeah, exactly. Okay.
Moving on now.
Good question, though.
John, you have anything else?
I do not. I think I spoke.
Mike, you have anything else?
I do have one thing, and it goes back to last Thursday's meeting real quick. I've had two people approach me about it, and I want to make sure I'm correct. When we call an executive session, the board calls the executive session, correct?
Yes.
Well, Steve can...
Steve can call it. Lindsay can call one, or trustees can call one.
Who decides who comes in to the executive sessions?
Well, it would be determined us. If it normally there is four of us and our administrator in there.
Yes.
Okay.
There's no guarantee of who gets to come, other than definitely the three board and definitely Steve.
The administrator.
Okay, because I'm being asked if I did something wrong by having someone not come in.
No, you did not.
And that's what I need for people to say.
That is what is called the pleasure of the board.
Yeah, that's
okay.
And
that's what I'm trying to get to, okay?
You called the meeting.
Okay.
You can say who's in that meeting.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
It was perfectly done right.
Okay.
Anything else?
None.
Mr. Major, you have anything else?
I
kind of went on to us because you had stepped out.
No, sir.
All right. So we're set for the 30th, 6:30, firehouse. Any questions? If you're watching online, stop by, and if you want the information, we'll have it here for you.
Which firehouse, I presume?
Sullivan Avenue.
So if it's on a video, they can hear that. Thank you very much.
4100
Sullivan Avenue.
Meetings
adjourned.
So is that a... I want you to